This is Nina Lockwood, and welcome to the Inspired Life Formula, Module 4, Access Inner Freedom, Exercise 1. The practice that I'm sharing with you here is called The Work, and it was created by Byron Katie as a result of a life-changing experience that she had in which, as she said, she woke up to reality. After having struggled with her emotions for several years, Katie had a realization that it wasn't the events in her life that were causing her suffering. It was the thoughts about her experience that were the actual cause. And when she stopped believing those painful thoughts, her suffering stopped. So she realized that whatever is happening in our lives, suffering is optional. It's only when we resist what is with our thoughts, when we argue with reality, that we suffer. And for Katie, freedom from that suffering comes from questioning those thoughts and discovering the truth for ourselves. So this method, the work, is a simple form of questioning your thoughts, and it requires very little other than having an open mind. The work consists of 4 questions that you can ask yourself, followed by what's called a turnaround, in which you ask yourself to consider the opposite of what you initially believed. So if you're interested in knowing the truth for yourself, of becoming free of reactivity, of living with ease and compassion, the honesty that's required to answer these questions is not going to be hard to muster. I've been to Katie's workshops, and she is a living, breathing example of just absolutely joyful, authentic freedom. And she's written several books that you might want to check out down the road, including Loving What Is, I Need Your Love, Is That True?, and 1,000 Names for Joy. So Katie recommends that you learn the work by writing down your painful thoughts on paper in the beginning, because the mind is so fast that it can often outsmart and outpace you, coming up with justifications and rationalizations about why your beliefs are true. And she thinks that taking the time to write down your thoughts that are judgments stops your mind in its tracks long enough so that you can clearly see what your thoughts are and you're able to apply those 4 questions without getting distracted. And I think that's true. However, I do want to say that it's been my experience that once you're familiar with this process and these questions, you can stop yourself midstream in a painful situation. And the questions, especially the first 2, will just pop into your mind and you'll see the truth right in front of you. So these are the 4 questions that you can use whenever you're feeling upset or stressed. Start with your beliefs or your judgments about other people, what they should or shouldn't do, how they should behave, how they should treat you, things like that. And you can take any time frame of your life to use as the setting, whether it's past, present, or future, whether the person that you're judging is alive or not. Just come up with a statement about a situation that you believe is true. And that statement is going to be a judgment about someone. It's always a variation on the belief that this shouldn't be happening. I shouldn't have to go through this. It's unfair. And there's usually just a little bit of forgiving of the other person that's needed. Stephen Mitchell, Katie's husband, who is a scholar and translator of Eastern wisdom teachings, points out that as you begin to look at your judgments of other people and other events, you start to see that everyone, everything outside you is simply a reflection of your own beliefs. And you, as the narrator of your own story, project your thoughts and your opinions and your judgments onto those characters in your world. But rather than change the external world, which we can't do, we can change the mind that creates that world. So you might want to start by getting a piece of paper and writing down your responses to these questions. Or you can listen first to our example and then use your own. So let's start with this particular statement as the example that we're going to use. My husband takes me for granted. The first question of the work is it true? Then just sit with that question, being gentle with yourself and allowing the answer to appear from the deepest part of yourself, and take as much time as you need with this question so that you get an answer. And whether you get a yes or a no, the second question is, can you absolutely know that it's true? And 99% of the time, you'll discover that you can't. The answer is no. And why? Because if you make the effort, you can find plenty of examples, at least one that disproves your theory, your judgment. And even if the world tells you that you should believe your stressful thought, even if you have plenty of other examples that prove you're right, on an absolute level, you just cannot know for sure. But if you're still convinced that your statement is true, go to the next question. And that third question is, how do you react when you believe that thought? And then just turn your attention inside yourself. Notice what's happening as the result of this thought, or as we've been talking about it in this module, as this interpretation, as this story. And just let all the feelings and the sensations that you have about this particular thought or judgment, let it all come up. All the names you might use for the other person or towards yourself, all the behaviors that you see yourself doing or having done as a result of this thought. And then notice as well how this makes you treat yourself and how that feels. As you allow yourself to get the answer to this question, it shows you how your stressful thoughts cause pain and cause suffering, and not just for the person towards whom you're directing your feelings, but to yourself as well. So if you're using the example, my husband takes me for granted, how do I react when I believe that thought? I'm angry. I want to withhold affection. I stomp around the house. I give him the cold shoulder. Those are some examples of how someone might react with that thought. And then the last question is, who would you be without that thought? What would you be like? So imagine if that thought had never occurred to you in the first place. In our example, imagine that you never, even for a moment, believed that your husband was capable of taking you for granted. How does that feel? And what kinds of emotions would you feel instead of feeling taken for granted? If you think about it, the world just is what it is, and people do what they do. It's only when we object to what others are doing, and we resist it, or we think it should be other than what it is, that's when we suffer. But we don't have to. And this last question of the four questions helps you see who and what your life would be like without that particular objection. And the final aspect is what's called the turnaround. And you make that turnaround by rewriting or reframing that initial statement or judgment. So instead of using the person's name that you started with, you use the word I. So in our example, you'd reword it by saying, I shouldn't take myself for granted. Or you could turn it around a different way by stating, my husband doesn't take me for granted. And this actually frees you from believing that your husband or the world or anyone in it is responsible for your suffering. It makes it really clear that you're responsible because these are your thoughts and you have the power to set yourself free from them, no matter what's going on around you. So let me repeat those questions for you. The first question is it true? The second question is, can you absolutely know that it's true? The third question is, how do you react when you believe that thought? And the fourth question is, who would you be? What would you be like without that thought? And then the turnaround is made by reframing your statement, substituting I instead of the person's name that you judged in the first place. So let yourself play with this exercise, beginning with the people and the situations that you feel are causing you the most distress in your life. Now let yourself play with this exercise, starting with the people or situations that you feel are causing you the most distress or annoyance. It could be even inanimate objects like printers or cell phones. So let yourself play with this exercise and begin with the people or the situations that you feel are the most stressful or the most annoying. It could even include inanimate objects like cell phones or printers. And let yourself write down your statements, your judgments of things that should or shouldn't be happening, and include all the details that you'd like, letting yourself rant and judge the heck out of it so that you can see where your thoughts are leading you and how they're making you feel. And if you'd like additional help on how to do this, you can go to Katie's website, which is www.thework.com, where you can download worksheets that will let you just fill in the blanks and help you learn this process. I will be very interested to see how this plays out, and please let me know if you have any questions or anything else that I can help you with this exercise. Do your best to keep a record of your experiences, any aha moments, any other observations in your journal. And we'll compare notes the next time we speak.